I see a dangerous trend emerging among us. I see a trend that says, the church should be there for me, but I will be for the church when it's convenient for me. If it's not convenient, if it's not in my best interest, if it's going to cause me to risk an unknown outcome, then count me out. The dull knife of indifference towards others always makes a painful cut. And when you treat church like as if you were only a sponge and what you do is take in, but you are only there when it's convenient or when nothing else is going on in your schedule, never giving of yourself because it may cost you something, then you are just like the men of Succoth and Penuel. Listen to what Judges chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 say. And Gideon came to the Jordan and crossed over, he and 300 men who were with him, exhausting yet pursuing. And so he said to the men of Succoth, please give us loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are exhausted, and I'm pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. And the officials of Succoth said, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand that we should give bread to your army? Well, what was their reasoning for not helping Gideon and his 300 men? They were hedging their bets on the inability of Gideon and God to capture two rival Midianite kings. They feared that if they helped Gideon and Gideon was not able to capture those kings, then those kings would come back and destroy all those who had aided Gideon and his army. Perhaps even that the very threat was made by those Midianite kings as they fled through Succoth and Penuel. The leaders of these cities essentially mocked Gideon and his army. They sided with the evil ones. They didn't want to risk anything for the cause of Israel, for the cause of God's glory. They were content with living under the rule and the dominance of evil. The fear of God was not as great as the fear of man, and thus they folded when it came to rise up against the enemy. They would rather stay in their safe place, in their comfortable place, rather than venture into the cause of God. They had no concern for helping their fellow Israelite brothers fight because it may have brought hard times on themselves. The men of Succoth and Penuel displayed contempt for the men of Gideon and also a cowardice like no other. Here are men of God on God's mission needing aid, and they come to fellow Israelites only to find that these fellow Israelites had a greater concern for personal safety and comfort. The order of priority when it comes to serving should be serve the Lord, serve the church. That's how I was raised, and I think it's biblical. If Christ gave himself up for the church, if he died for the church, then perhaps it should be pretty high on my priority list as well, right? Listen, there are men and women around you who are fighting the enemy, and they need people to come alongside them and nourish them with prayer, nourish them with encouragement, nourish them with wisdom, nourish them with presence so that they can continue the fight. And you won't do it because it may cost you a football game or a baseball tournament or a TV show? So I'm pleading with you to examine your life and take the risk of digging your heels into your church that you say you belong to over and above the comfort and convenience and safety of what your current life may look like. Will the target on your back get bigger? Yes. Yes, it will. But so will your arsenal. So if you just stay disengaged and unconcerned for your brothers and sisters in the fight, the consequences could be severe. Just ask the men of Penuel and Succoth as you continue to read Judges chapter 8. Today, please pray for Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. Come alongside them. And also, remember the Burmese Life Word broadcast heard in Burma.